A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, don't forget to check me out on Drive Day at 4 p.m. And by the way, it's a big old day because we've got the TalkSport Five-A-Side trophy thingamajig, which I'm not playing in. Couldn't afford my fee, you see. So either pay the money and I'll play, or I'll be off to Saudi. Anyway, you're probably thinking to yourself, why is it a bit quiet in there, Goldstein? Well, has anyone seen Jason Cundy? No, they haven't. So, it's a Cundy-free zone. Peace and quiet. Anyway, so, we shall begin today's podcasty thing with multiple Champions League winner with Barcelona and Man United, Gerard Piqué, also won the World Cup as well, and the Euros. Here's my mate Piqué, follows me now on Insta, the Peakmeister General, old Jezza, reflecting on playing club football with Lionel Messi and England's chances at the Euros.
He's the greatest player in the history of the game, for sure.
The thing with Leo is that when he arrived at the club, he was 13. I was 13 also, so we are the same age. And we played together for 4 or 5 years, I think, in the youth academy. And when he arrived, he was like very small, very thin, like crazy small. And when we saw him first, we said, whoa, this guy, I mean, if we touch him, we will destroy him. So be careful. And he started first training, like taking the ball like he does with, I mean, that he, it seems that it's impossible the ball to go out of the foot because he's always there. Impossible to tackle him. And after that day, we said, wow, what is this? So he's starting to become like very important in the youth academy. And we share very good time there. Then I left to Manchester United for... First, Cesc Fabregas left because in the same generation, it's incredible, but we had Messi, Cesc Fabregas and myself. So imagine that team playing against, I don't know, teams in Barcelona. The fact that it's a long period without winning anything. I think that's important because when you are in a winning momentum, even if you won, I don't know, 4 years ago or 6 years ago, you feel that you can win it again. But England, I think that the last big trophy was 96, maybe. With a Euro?
No, in 66, the only
no,
one.
No, but Euro.
No, we lost the Euros.
Ah, the 96 Euro. Yeah, so it's just 66.
Semi-finals, it's Germany on pens. Oh,
because we lost against you and I thought...
I think you knew that.
We beat Spain in 96,
I remember that you beat us and I thought that you won. I don't know why. So the only one is 66. Yeah. So I think this is a big, massive weight that you have and because there is a lot of pressure and I assume that the country wants really England to win. And sometimes this can play in favor, but also it can play negative if the team, they feel really the pressure. And you had that opportunity that you lost in the final, I think it was 2016, it was?
No, Italy was the last year as we lost it on penalties.
Yeah, 2000, which year was that one?
2020.
It was 2020.
20, yeah, because it was a year late because of
COVID. So, I mean, that was a big opportunity that you missed, but I think that now you are in the moment of really trying to win it. But the fact that you didn't win for so long, I think that maybe can play a little bit negative in a way of putting pressure to the team.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the former Egypt and Spurs striker, Mido. No one really knows. Claiming discussions are ongoing between Liverpool and the Saudi Pro League for Mohamed Salah to leave Anfield this summer. Ooh, there's a scoop for you.
There've been maybe a couple of meetings between the Saudi investment group and Liverpool and Salah's representatives. And I know that there is a deal in hand for Salah to go to Saudi. especially that he's running out of contract now. He has one more season to go. So it's, I think it's the right time for everybody, for Liverpool to get some money out of Salah. I mean, they bought him for 40 million pounds. And he's been a bargain for them, if you, of course. Mm. So if they can sell him for 150 million euros when he's 31, this would be a bargain for Liverpool. And also for the player, he's done everything for the club. He won trophies. He made history at Liverpool. And I believe that he will always be a Liverpool legend. The supporters also and the fans, they have to understand his position. If he can go to Saudi, where is near to his home country, Egypt, a country that speaks the same language, and he will feel almost home. And if he can get 100 million pounds or 80 million pounds a year, I think everybody should be happy for him at Liverpool.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's Kobbie Manu, fresh off his call up to the England setup this week. His recent brilliant form for Manchester United has seen him promoted to Gareth Southgate's squad. He spoke to England correspondent Faker Others about what the gaffer has said to him ahead of the clash with Brazil.
The other day was just really introductions. He was telling me about the call-up and obviously and the games coming up and yeah, just make me feel welcome and feel comfortable in the squad, yeah.
What's the environment like? Because obviously you know Harry Maguire and Marcus Rashford. Does it help having them here?
Yeah, definitely. Having people to talk to that you know, familiar faces is always good. But like the rest of the lads have also been welcoming and made me feel very comfortable.
What about Jude Bellingham? Because obviously he was called up and Bukayo Saka at really young ages as well and came straight into the seniors and have cemented themselves as regulars now as well. Is that something you aspire to do?
Yeah, definitely, to follow in the footsteps of them. They've been amazing. They've come up and stayed up so quickly and yeah, they're both great players.
England manager Gareth Southgate is reportedly among the options being considered by Man United if they choose to replace Erik ten Hag at the end of the season. It won't happen. It will not happen. But surprise, surprise, here's someone linked to Liverpool, Danny Murphy, saying, oh yeah, it'd be a great appointment. It wouldn't, Murph. Shut your face.
The England job in itself is huge pressure and probably comparable to being in the hot seat at Man U. In terms of man managing players, he's created an atmosphere at England that's not been seen for a long time, where players are actually really looking forward to going there and wanting to play for him. There's a harmony in the England squad that's not been there for a long time. And that's been talked about a lot too, and he's created that. You could argue that Gareth, one of his strengths is dealing with the press. I think he's super articulate, he's calm, humble guy, who deals with the press as well as any England manager I've seen. In terms of question marks around tactical and, you know, getting over the line, winning things, fine. That's a football debate. But the subjects we've just talked about, he's more than capable of walking in the Manchester United seat.
Now, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you... No, not you. You're disgusting. The rest of you. Do England fans expect to win the Euros? Well, let's ask former Scotland international, Ali McQuist, and one of Southgate's old teammates, Andy Townsend, who is English, but of course played for Ireland. They're going to have a debate about it.
By the right. way, well, I need to bring you back here, Matt. You think they expect to win the Euros?
England?
Yeah, I think they've got to expect to win it.
Expect?
Yeah, I think they've got to expect to win it. I do. I do now. After a semi-final at the World Cup and a final with the Euros and the players they've got, I think they've got to expect to win
I'm
it.
I'm not having expect.
So who do you expect to win it?
It's different for me expecting them to win it because I'm no English.
I think they would expect to win it.
I think you've got to hope you can win it. You believe you can win it. You do everything you can to win it. But expecting, I think that's dangerous territory.
So where would you expect England to get to?
Me?
Yeah.
I think, and to go to contradict myself, if I'm betting somebody to win it, it's England, right? But I'm not sure I expect them to win it.
Well, I think most England fans will expect England to get to at least semi-finals. To at least get to the final.
Yes,
I think England fans will expect them to get there.
Do you know what I think, Andy? I think England and France are a level above everybody else in the tournament, and I include Spain, Germany, I include all these teams.
Yep.
I genuinely believe that, and I think the winners will definitely come from England or France. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I've got England slight favourites. You know, I really do.
But I'm saying I believe that Gareth will have now geared that squad up to expect to win it, to believe they can absolutely go the distance and win the thing.
TalkSport Daily.
Bayer Leverkusen boss Xavi Alonso is in high demand, with both Bayern Munich and Liverpool said to be chasing his signature. His former teammate Anfield, Peter Crouchy Crouch, reckons he's always been management material.
Absolute, like, class act as a man. Even at that age, he was kind of like a link between the manager and the players. It was like he was kind of like the leader of the Spanish contingent, really, that Rafa brought in. And everyone loved him as a person, absolute class act. But you could see him going on to be a manager. He's just one of those. He's just always asking questions. He wanted to know everything about kind of, you know, English culture when we were over here. He's played in Germany. He's played in Spain. So he's got kind of all this armory, and he's done such an amazing job at Leverkusen as well. So I think he'd be absolutely ideal. It's just whether or not kind of it comes too early, you know, because he is still very, very early in his managerial career.
TalkSport Daily.
Time now to hear from Stevie Bruce, recalling the time he thought about switching his international allegiance to play for Jack Charlton's Ireland, but was blocked by Manchester United. Blimey.
I got a phone call from Jack and said, I've been on a train and I've just heard that I've just heard from the guard who lives next door to your mother that your mother's Irish. I says, Jack, yeah, my mum's Irish. And this was before USA 94, and I'm not going to put on the words with Jack. He said, well, how the hell have you not told me before now, like, that your mother's Irish? I says, well, Jack, unfortunately, you know, I haven't been got round to it or whatever. He says, well, look, we've got real problems at centre-half before. This is before USA 94. I'd be delighted if you'd come along with us and play. And what do you think? I says, Jack, I'm 34. He says, I know you're 34, but you're still going well. He says, that doesn't matter to me. So I listened to it and said, Jack, I'd love to do it. Why not? Playing a World Cup. Why not? But next day I got in, and Sir Alex has got wind of it and called me to the office and said, listen, if you're going to join the Irish, then you're going to be classed as foreign. And that daft rule at the time, and the assimilated players and foreign players, would mean that you can't play in Europe for us, so you're not doing it.
TalkSport Daily.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Ali McCoist and Andy Townsend having a James Bond off on Breakfast.
Ugh. Right, I'm going to set you nicely up and I need you to deliver these lines. You've got your cue sheets. Do not let yourself or your families down.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Mr. McCoist.
Right.
Doesn't it bother you, killing all those people?
Well, Siobhan, I wouldn't be very good at my job if I did.
Just clearly practiced that in your bedroom, didn't you?
I've been up all night doing that. I knew this was coming and I've been so excited. It's been unbelievable.
Okay, are you ready, Andy? Okay. Doesn't it bother you, killing all those people?
Well, Miss Moneypenny, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
Oh, by the way, I'm up against it.
That got me. That was
Look
good.
Look at me, delighted with that.
That was very good, I
He's
have to
delighted.
Say.
I'm going to have to up
And
again.
I ad-libbed the Miss Moneypenny
you did.
There.
You did.
So you got to think on your feet.
I know, but you're not meant... You shouldn't be ad-libbing. This is like, you know, come on, that's poor.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Can I do anything for you, Mr. Bond?
Hey, where am I looking?
Bottom of the page.
Yes.
Can I do anything for you, Mr. Bond?
Well, of course, Shabbat. Just a drink. A martini. Shaken, not stirred.
very good, by
I've
the way.
I've come back. I've bounced
You're
back.
Very good.
I've bounced and back, Shaban.
Do you know what? The shaken bit really done you.
Shaken.
Yeah, that not, got you right out of trouble.
All right, Andy.
I think I'm in trouble here.
Don't
yeah.
be too nice to the guy you're up against here, okay?
Okay.
Can I do anything for you, Mr. Bond?
Oh, just a drink. A martini. Shaken, not stirred.
I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love with him.
Yes.
See,
by the way,
the wrong.
I tell you right now, I think he's done me.
Oh, he's done you well over. Just finally, it all lies. You can bring yourself back on the line, okay?
Yes.
You know the line.
Yes.
Ali, go first.
My name's Bond. James Bond. I bounce back.
That's
I bounce
good.
Back again.
It's very good.
Oh, God.
It is good.
But Andy.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
It's absolutely whipped
it. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, straight after the TalkSport Trophy Five-A-Side Thingamajig, which is live on the TalkSport YouTube channel from 1 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast up first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. And, of course, the fun boy, Jason Cundy, will be on the next one. Although, I don't know if he will, as producer Tom is behind me and I'm at this five-a-side thing, Tom. So I don't know how that's going to work. Anyway, find out by downloading it and hit subscribe. So you don't even have to download it. It does it automatically. Just press all the buttons in front of you. No, not that one. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.